Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Rock High-Tech Limited H1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni from Equirus Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. A very good evening to everyone. Welcome to the H1 FY26 earnings call of Rock High-Tech Limited. From management team, we have with us Mr. Jim Rakesh, Managing Director, Ms. Sukanya Rakesh, Whole-Time Director, Ms. Adna Daisy, AVP, Digital Transformation, Ms. Thinmoy, Company Secretary. We will have opening remarks from the management team, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Adna for opening remarks. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chandni. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Rock High-Tech Limited's earnings conference call for the first half of FY26. On behalf of the entire management team, I would like to thank the shareholders, investors, analysts, customers, and partners for joining us today and for your continued trust and support. Before we move to the financial performance for the period, I would like to begin with an overview of our company and the progress we have made in reinforcing our position as leading end-to-end IT solutions and digital transformation partner. With over two decades of experience, we serve clients across India and international markets through our subsidiaries in Singapore, Denmark, USA, and Mauritius. Today, we serve a wide spectrum of clients, including Fortune 1000 companies, healthcare institutions, financial services entities, manufacturing, universities, and global system integrators. Our capabilities are further strengthened through our robust partnership with SAP, IBM, Cisco, Google, and Lenovo. Moving to the performance of H1 FY26, I am pleased to share that we have delivered steady and profitable growth during the period, where the total income stood at rupees 110.96 crore, a 31% year-on-year increase. EBITDA came in at rupees 16.69 crore with margin of 15.05%. Net profit was rupees 10.48 crore, reflecting healthy profitability at 9.45%. EPS for the period was rupees 4.59. Operationally, we saw strong execution across the digital transformation, AI-led automation, network modernization, and IT security businesses. Demand from enterprise clients for cloud adoption, cybersecurity, and automation initiatives remained robust. We continue to benefit from our expanding international presence through subsidiaries. We continue to invest strategically in talent, certification, and next-generation capabilities to strengthen our competitive positioning. Looking ahead, our focus remains on scaling our digital transformation offerings, expanding our global footprint, strengthening managed services, and deepening our capabilities in AI, cybersecurity, cloud, and enterprise integration. With a strong industry position, broad customer base, and a robust solution portfolio, we remain confident of sustaining our growth momentum. Before I conclude, I take this opportunity to express my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, customers, employees, OEMs, and partners for their continued trust in our vision. We remain committed to delivering a long-term value and building Rock High-Tech into a globally respected technology solution provider. Thank you once again for joining us. We are now happy to take your questions. I'll be handing over the call to Mr. Jim Rakesh, Managing Director of Rock High-Tech Limited, for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thanks, Adna, for the fantastic introduction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our first question comes from the line of Rakshit Dholakia from Moneywell. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Jingate.
Good evening, Mr. Rakshit. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And thanks for attending this call. And yeah, please ask your question.
Yeah, I saw your September 25 event. Just want to ask, what is the change for employee benefit expense? The last March 2025, there was 841 crore rupees in employee benefit expense. But now, suddenly drastic down, 50% down in this half year. What is the reason behind this?
Oh, can you please reiterate? I'm not able to understand.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Employee benefit expense. In March 2025, there was 8 crore 41 lakh rupees used the company spend in employee benefit expense. And this time, September 30, 2025, company expense 3 crore just 12 lakh only. So what is the reason behind this? Are you lay off 50% of staff, task force?
Good evening. This is Sukanya.
Yeah.
And can I take this question on your behalf?
Yeah.
The last year, more of the employee benefit contribution were into various different fields. And it also included the external advisory services. And this time, it was drastically brought down because our strength was increased and the amount of around 4 crores was reduced, which was incurred last year. The overall employee cost has considerably declined because our strength in the employee engagement increased within the company and the in-house capabilities were maximized.
And moreover, as Sukanya well said, our execution costs have come down big time because we have built a framework within ourselves, once built and used multiple times for various execution of projects, and that is bringing the cost down drastically. And moreover, our external consultant costs have come down because our team has now built robust capabilities within the organizations to execute these technologies efficiently. Thank you.
Okay. And what is the meaning of the change in trade, stock in trade, work in progress? In last September 2024, there was 17 crore 93 lakhs in this segment. And this time also 14 crore 71 lakhs. So the profit came. So can you explain what is this segment actually shown the number 14 crore 71 lakh? Your order in progress here completely, you are completing this order in this half year.
Are you asking me if the order book is still holding up, or what is the question, if you may reiterate please?
You mentioned in the expenses columns, change in stock in trade, work in progress, the amount shown 14 crore 71 lakh. So can you explain what is this actually? It is a completed order, it will be completed in this half year.
We hope to complete it this half year. There are multiple milestone-based projects that are in pipeline, and we expect it to close down in H2, hopefully.
Okay. Okay. And 3.45 crore shown in other expenses. So can you explain which type of expenses is that? Because last half year there was only 80 lakh rupees. And last September also there was 3.79 crore rupees you mentioned in P&L account. So what actually is this expense from the company's expense?
See, this contributes to multiple factors. There are professional charges, there are rental charges inclusive, there are insurance charges, and a lot of travel and conveyance expenses, repair and maintenance costs. You know, multiple costs connecting to it. It is just not a particular pinpointed, you know, expense that would be said that, you know, only this much has happened. These are all project-related costing. And once the project-related costing is, you know, incurred in the mid year, it falls through into the H1 and H2. And, you know, that's how it is mitigated. It is not concentrated in one particular, you know, month or a quarter.
Okay. Any other progress?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Dholakia. May we request you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several other participants waiting for their turn. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Aditya Hubra from Avora SME Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello, Rox team. Firstly, kudos on the great results, and thank you for taking my question. So, I have two things I would like to ask. The first thing is about what is the progress on the international subsidiary? Have you been seeing any traction so far?
Thanks, Aditya, for this question. So, we have set this up, I know, just a 6 months, you know, young development of setting up the subsidiaries. Yes, we have got now the, you know, business licenses for these countries. We have set up the bank accounts. We have identified a couple of persons who represent these territories, and also internally we have identified who will support them technically in terms of addressing the customer requirements. So yes, this is in progress, and yeah, we will see, you know, engagements in H2 with customers. And we are predicting, you know, cash flows will come from next financial year.
Great.
So that is one reason of the previous question why the expenses have gone up is because of the overseas subsidiary, you know, expenditures as well. Because in terms of the dollar terms, in the rupee terms, it is expensive. So this is a one-time cost we have incurred in various statutory places in the overseas markets. So, yeah, that's the reason it is.
Right. Okay, so my next question is about the long-term vision of the company, right? How do you see yourself shaping up in 3 to 5 years? Because technology is advancing at a fast pace, things are changing rapidly. So, how are you planning to go about that?
Honestly, if you ask me, we would love to scale because we need to start, you know, representing an organization, start participating in opportunities across the world to see scale. Because what we are doing right now, it's proved and tested here with various enterprise clients. Yes, we are required. We are playing a very important role in this marketplace in translating technologies into business value. And this is what most of our peers and larger players are doing globally. We would like to, you know, do the same scale. Yes, in the, you know, the quantum world as well, we would be relevant because we are tightly partnered with IBM as a, you know, company, and we are one of the preferred partners to do RISE on SAP Power VS. So that will be the starting point in transforming customers to, you know, harness agentic AI and those kind of solutions. So we are there, and we would like to now participate in various opportunities and start scaling our businesses, for which we need to now improve our you know, execution efficiency. Plus also client-facing teams have to be increased. So that is where I think we will require more capital maybe we'll come to investors like you once that plan is in place.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and then one to join the question queue. Also, a reminder to all the participants, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please restrict yourselves to two questions each per participant. You may rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Our next question comes from the line of Jayesh from RG Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you so much for providing us the opportunity for Q&A part. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Okay. My first question would be that transformation and AI-led automation seem to be a strong driver for you. So where are you seeing the fastest adoption within your enterprise customer base?
Yeah. So this is the, I would say the latest, discussion on the boardroom in most of the enterprises where the CEOs want the CIOs to adopt AI. So where initially the lowest, I would say, or the easiest use case where AI can be used is in invoice process automation, accounts payable, receivable, where, or maybe an analysis towards the competition, real-time analysis on a CFO dashboard. So these are areas where customers are adopting, where they are seeing, edge over their competition by using AI. But fundamentally, if a customer needs to harness AI, the entire the IT stack what they're currently using needs to go for an upgrade. And I'm sorry to say, unfortunately, most of the customers are not AI ready because they need to go on an upgrade. Their hardware needs to be upgraded, their software needs to be upgraded, and their application needs to go into a cloudified technology so that AI can be harnessed. Then we can only start doing intelligent automation where we can start automating repetitive tasks in certain applications and certain enterprise level processes. So it is, I would say, a journey for the customers as well as for the industry to adopt AI. And I'm seeing the market to be very bullish in the next 3 to 5 years, the AI adoption. Because there's no two ways about it. A customer needs to be adopting AI to be relevant in the industry. And that way we see a lot of potential in those areas.
Okay. And my next question will be that your international subsidiaries are in Singapore, Denmark, the USA, and now the Mauritius as well. So they appear to be gaining traction. So can you share how much revenue contribution from global markets is evolving?
That's what my previous question to Aditya, the answer was saying. We have just set this up. It's 6 months old, the subsidiaries are. So our vision is to go, to global markets because we have now built expertise in areas where international customers are interested in adopting these technologies. And yes, these are all baby steps what we have taken. We have now established, we got the license, and we are putting up the customer-facing resources in those areas. And we will start catering those executions from India so that we will start effectively execute those these opportunities from our India ODC. That's what the plan is. And if you ask me about the revenue, I think we will be in a position to give you an outlook in maybe the next financial year. Yeah.
Okay. And the order book execution,
may we request you return to the queue for follow-up questions, please?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Manish Shah from AS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. This is Manish. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, you are.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Actually, my question is about medical automation product, which you have mentioned in the last con call, that there will be some tie-up with LLM and it will be launched by September 8th. Is there any news or any tie-up done?
So, the conversations are on. So, we are yet to finalize the AI partners for this technology for our product. So, currently, I think
the conversations are on, the trials are on, work is in progress. So yeah, we will come back to you on this one.
But how long it will take, any timeline, any idea? Technology is changing every day.
So it is. That's the reason we are, you know, taking cautious steps, because we don't want to time the market wrongly, and we want the product to be, you know, taking, you know, the share in the marketplace. So yes, you can expect our announcement shortly on those areas.
So explain a little bit on this, what type of product it is, so we can understand what type of automation product is from the company.
So this is, a patient care management, especially in the area of oncology. So that's what it is.
Okay.
And my request is, I think we can take it one-on-one. If you can just, drop your contacts, I will then share the details to you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Disha Chordia from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we had guided for 220 CR top line for FY26. So are we on track for that, sir?
Yes, that's the pursuit. My team is on.
So we're sticking back to the guidance, right?
That's the pursuit in which we are all on.
Alright. And in terms of your margins, sir, what sort of margins, what is the exit rate for the second half of FY26?
So you can take the, cue from the last 3 years, and it should be in the similar lines.
This first half you've done 14.2% around, so I'm assuming that second half will be better, so at least we can see like growth from the first half. Can that be a fair assumption?
Yes, we are working towards it. So as long as, all the macro micros are in place, I think we should be able to.
Alright. And what sort of order visibility do we have currently, and what sort of pipeline are we projecting?
See, the overall team is participating currently with an opportunity worth of 150 crores in the marketplace right now. So, I think we are placed well in meeting our numbers. And, even if you see October, I think our numbers were good. So we are placed well in reaching the milestone what we all have committed.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'll be from my side.
Thank you, Marsha.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Joel Peter, an investor. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to the management for that wonderful half that you just had. I have two questions. Firstly, I'm a doctor by profession. I would just like a few more details on this medical automation in oncology. Is it more into diagnosis or is it therapeutic? What kind of automation are we looking at?
So, good evening, doctor. I think we have a doctor oncologist on the board. See, what I would suggest is, anything in specific on domain, I think we can have a call one-on-one, maybe with him directly.
Yeah.
So, Dr. MSMCH will be able to answer these questions directly to you. Meanwhile, on technology aspect, yes, I'm open to discuss. But on the domain-specific conversation, I think you should have it with the experts.
Sure. The second question I have is regarding, do you have any plan to go from the SME to the main board in terms of our company listing?
Yes, that's the plan for next 18 months to 24 months. That's what our policy is.
Got it.
So once we reach the 250 crore mark, I think, yes.
250 crore in terms of revenue or?
Yes, revenue, yeah.
Okay, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Neelam, and high net worth individual. Please go ahead. Neelam, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question. Neelam, if you have self-muted your line, I request you to unmute yourself and proceed with your question. As there is no response from the line of current participant, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Akshay Shah from Ace Investments. Please go ahead.
Can you please tell me the employee count as of March 2025 vis-a-vis September 2025? Thank you.
So we should be around 175 people right now. And we are adding another 25 this year. That is, you know, my HR team has already started recruiting from campuses.
And so what was this number, say, in March 2025?
Around 150.
So when you had 150 people, the employee cost was 13 crores. Now when you are having 125 people, the employee cost is 3 crores.
So are you comparing the full year and the half year? How is that?
No, I'm comparing you're talking about March 2025. The 12.85 crore is a full year number or half year number?
Yes, it's a full year
number. It is a full year number.
Okay, so even if you kind of, make it half yearly, we are talking about, employee cost going down significantly.
But that's what I was just emphasizing, saying that there are various technologies which are new. We had a lot of consultants who played, in transferring those skill sets to our team within the last 1 year, 1.5 years. Now our team within has built a capability, and we have also built a framework within ROCs, this once built and used multiple times kind of a concept. That the cost, I think the last year's meeting, if you go back, I would have already said the cost efficiency will come back over a period of time. And yes, we are building in-house capabilities, and the young team, what we have built is got the capability in executing complex leads now. So that is the reason there's a drop in cost, and that's good. And
okay. And this borrowing, which is suddenly, we are currently at 53 crores. Do you expect to see further increase in borrowing going forward?
Not much. I think we are having good cash flow right now. I think we don't owe anybody much. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
But yes, if it's a complex project and all, we might take, inverse factoring or maybe, discounting. Those kind of abilities. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Jayesh from RG Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And so my question is, the order book execution of ₹110 crores out of ₹150 crores is impressive. So how should we think about the conversion cycle going into the second half?
So conversion means what's your question?
Conversion cycle. How should we think about the conversion cycle going into the second half of the year?
So you're asking how the performance will be in H2?
Yeah.
That's what I've been telling this again and again, saying that I think we are in the right direction to reach where we have to reach as per our commitments on the numbers and our guidance.
Okay.
Okay.
And another one that given the growing demand for cyber security, what emerging security use cases are customers giving priority, and how is ROX positioned to capture this demand?
See, we have capabilities in certain areas of cybersecurity, but we are building it. I think cybersecurity is a vast subject, and we have a couple of technology areas where we have expertise within. Yes, I think you will also see those developments coming very soon, because we are in conversation
with certain vendors, which are at a very nascent now to disclose in the public domain, about the cyber security, especially the drone security and those kind of areas, the campus level, you know, aerial security and these kind of technologies. So, but these are all complex, which needs a lot of, you know, investments, you know, manpower skill sets. So this is part of the phase two for us in terms of building those skill sets. And yes, we are in conversation with, you know, certain companies which have these technologies. We're looking at partners in India. So we can expect some announcements in those areas very soon.
Okay. Okay, sir. And so you mentioned that ongoing investments in talent and certification. So can you please elaborate on which skill areas you are giving priority and how this aligns with your long-term strategy?
See, there are three areas which will be our growth engine in terms of, you know, customer conversations. First will be, of course, digital transformation, SAP, right? It's on Grow with SAP or Rise with SAP conversations for customers who don't have a robust ERP or who are on-prem, who are looking at harnessing AI and those kind of technologies. We'd like to move them to these latest technologies of SAP-led conversations. So, and these businesses need high-skilled consultants. I think currently we have around 60 certified consultants within our company. And we ought to keep recertifying, training them, and always they are up there in the technology ladder. And the other aspect is, you know, the IBM technologies like IBM Power VS, you know, especially, you know, these are all, you know, high-tech, you know, offerings for critical workloads where we need to have, again, specialized technology consultants that we keep investing, reskilling, upskilling and those kind of, and adding resources in those areas. And the third, of course, is cybersecurity, where we also have a team of around 22 consultants right now. We also have an NOC and SOC center. So we keep, you know, upskilling those resources as well. So these are areas we are investing. And we have to, our vision is to, you know, double capacities in the next 2 years' time by seeing the overall business outlook and, you know, we are bullish about it. Yeah.
Okay, okay. And okay, so that sounds impressive. And another one is that companies such as SAP, IBM, Cisco, Google and Lenovo are strong OEM partners for you. So are there new partnership opportunities or technology stacks that you are exploring to widen your solution portfolio?
We are talking to a few cybersecurity, you know, vendors from, I know, Israel and these kind of areas. So, yeah, that's what I said. Don't you, you know, you can expect some announcements very soon in a niche area. Yeah.
Okay, sir. That's it from my end. Thank you for now, at least.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and then one. Our next question comes from Neelam, NHNI. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, good evening.
So my first question is, can you share how much of H1 growth is volume driven versus pricing or next leg, especially in your network modernization and cloud service portfolio?
It's a very specific question, and currently if you ask me, I will not be having that minute data. But I will give you a very brief answer. Maybe you can just mail, I will ask my team to reply to this. See, most of our projects are turnkey projects. It is not like we don't see this projects as execution or maybe, you know, one-time sale and stuff like that. There's always a connected, you know, services. There is a long-term interest in a customer, you know, ecosystem. And we always have, you know, I would say business continuity built in every deal. So it's not just like one size fits all kind of a deal. So there is always services opportunity. There's always software upgrade opportunity. There is a, you know, cybersecurity opportunity. It's a mix. So we always see a customer in totality. And most of the enterprise customers have complexities in most of their IT domain. And we try to resolve them for them to have a better, you know, overall experience.
Okay. Thank you, sir. My second question is, as you scale your international presence, what operational challenges have you encountered and how are you mitigating them?
The operational challenge is getting quality manpower, that is for sure. In that reason, we are hiring and training people. Yes, those youngsters will get ready in 18 months, 24 months kind of a training. So that is one area, where we are not able to directly translate students who are coming out of the colleges to industry, where we need to give the training and invest, build this next set of workforce. So that is the one challenge we are seeing as we are scaling. Yeah.
The newly formed Mauritius entity is interesting. What strategic role will this geography play? Delivery, market, assets, or regional expansion? Hello?
Sorry to interrupt. Neela ma'am, you are sounding a bit muffled. If you are using any external device, maybe request to use the handset and please ask your question once again.
Sir, the newly formed Mauritius entity is interested. What strategic role will this geography play? Delivery, market, assets, or regional expansion?
Ma'am, I'm sorry, I'm not able to understand. You're asking delivery, market?
Sir, I'm sorry. The newly formed Mauritius entity is interesting. What strategic role will this geography play? Delivery, market, assets, or regional expansion?
No, regional expansion. We are addressing local customers there. That's what it is.
Okay. Yeah. And are there sectors such as healthcare, BFSI, or manufacturing where you see this proportionately higher transaction for digital and cloud transformation?
See, manufacturing is always there, because today we are all talking about smart manufacturing, Industry 4.0, and those kind of, smart factories, and, those kind of technologies are getting adopted. So digital transformation we are seeing in manufacturing. Yes, BFSI always leads. Their requirements are completely different. But what we are seeing is, manufacturing adopting AI, that is a very interesting development here. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni from Equipetex for closing comments.
On behalf of Knox Hightech and Equibridge Advisors, I thank everyone for taking the time to join today's earnings call. If you have any queries, you can connect to us at info@equibridgex.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you, Jim, sir. Thank you, team.
Oh, thank you very much, Equibridge, for setting this up. It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. On behalf of Equibridge Advisors, thank you very much, members of the management. On behalf of Equibridge Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.